it's time now for How You Built That. And today's story begins about 7 years ago, outside San Diego, literally on a manhunt.
We were searching for an armed suspect. The mission was tough. The suspect was even tougher.
This is Justin Lee. He was a sheriff's deputy at the time, and he was one of the people chasing that suspect in the California desert.
It was incredibly hot. 100 degrees is really hot if you're in San Diego. And we were sweating a lot. We were carrying about 40 pounds of gear.
And Justin kept thinking, there has to be a better way to stay cool out here. Now, he didn't know much about design or engineering, but after he got home, he called up a friend who did.
Oh, yes. JD is a management science and engineering major from Stanford.
JD and Justin started to bat around a bunch of different ideas. And after a few years, they eventually designed a piece of clothing that could keep someone comfortable in hot or cold weather.
It's just a compression-based layer shirt that would look a lot like a Nike or an Under Armour shirt that somebody might buy at Dick's Sporting Goods, but it had unique pockets that could hold heating or cooling elements.
So they took this idea and put it up on Kickstarter. And a few weeks later, the phone rang. And it was actually the U.S. Army. The Army had been looking for a way to keep soldiers cool, and they said to Justin, hey, we love the shirt, but can you make it stay cooler for longer?
One way that we put it is we built a scalpel for athletes, and they asked us to build a sledgehammer for soldiers.
But how were they going to build that sledgehammer? Well, Justin and JD were stuck for several weeks. And then
I was having drinks with a few friends that had just come home from Afghanistan. They had remarked that our shirt that was on Kickstarter reminded them of how they tried to stay cool overseas, which was they freeze bottled water and then they jam it in their body armor. And that is when I had the light bulb moment of, oh.
Justin's light bulb moment was maybe I could create a frozen water bottle that you could strap directly to your body, like a flat plate of armor. Well, that's exactly what JD and Justin came up with.
The way it works is you fill it with drinking water, you freeze it overnight, and then you wear it, and as your body heat melts the ice, you have cold water to drink.
JD and Justin called it the ice plate, and they made it so it could stay cold for like 2 to 4 hours. They took it back to the Army to pitch it, but okay, this is the Army, right? So it turned out it was going to take years to deal with all the military red tape before Justin and JD could actually get a contract.
And we just couldn't do that. We were going to basically go broke. So we took it to the commercial market in August of 2016.
But they started to get some pushback.
Negative pushback from the market. It'll never work. That's a dumb idea. There was every objection. Some people just didn't get it right away. And we were just like, oh my gosh, have we just made the biggest mistake of our lives?
But just a few weeks after they launched the ice plate, their luck completely changed.
September 2016, we got a live chat from a gentleman named Kevin Fry, who worked for Chick-fil-A at the time.
Chick-fil-A happened to be looking for a better way to keep their outdoor employees cool on hot summer days. So Chick-fil-A now uses the ice plates at about 200 of their stores.
So yeah, we've been busy.
And since they launched their company 2 years ago, Justin and JD have sold about 20,000 units to law enforcement, to construction workers, even to the Secret Service.
This is the most fun I could have ever dreamed of having. It's nerdy engineering stuff. It's helping the men and women who protect our country and our communities. It is so much fun. I couldn't have designed a job this much fun if I tried.
Justin Lee, his company is called Core Performance. It's based in McLean, Virginia. And if you want to find out more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.